Welcome to the Seasoned Athlete Podcast, your home for stories, inspiration, and advice from athletes over 40. I'm your host, Robin Leggett. I'm a later in life athlete who became a roller derby skater in my 30s and a runner and obstacle racer in my 40s. Now, I'm an athletic aging coach who helps women over 40 experience the massive life benefits that come with exploring your athletic potential at any age and any fitness background. If that fires you up, keep listening. Let's do this. Over the past 4 years, I've interviewed around 100 athletes from a wide variety of sports and fitness or athletic backgrounds. Everything from the lifelong athlete who has never known a life outside of elite sports, to women athletes in their 70s, 80s, and 90s who wanted to play organized sports when they were younger but never had the opportunity, to later in life athletes and weekend warriors. We've seen them all here, and we love them all here. But more often than not, I get the best feedback and the most feedback about the later in life athlete stories. People always want more of these stories. And you know what that tells me? It tells me that many of you relate to these stories. You see yourself in these stories, or at least you see your potential in these stories. Maybe you're just getting started on your own later in life athletic journey, or maybe you haven't even started yet. Whatever the case, this is the stuff that excites me. Because as a later in life athlete myself, and as a coach who helps women over 40 tap into their own athletic potential, this is the kind of action I love to see from seasoned athlete listeners. I want you to listen to the stories of the athletes I interview and think, that sounds fun. I'd like to do that. And then you take action and truly discover what you can do. So today, instead of interviewing a later in life athlete, I'm going to share some actionable tips you can use to start your own later in life athlete journey. These tips come from a combination of advice given by athletes I've interviewed for Seasoned Athlete, along with my own experience as a later in life athlete. Because in case you didn't know, I never played sports in any real sense until I was almost 30. That's when I joined a roller derby league as a way to make friends in a new city. I wasn't even trying to be an athlete at that time. I just wanted to make some friends. And I'll tell you, when I strapped on those roller skates and went to my first practice, a scary thing to do, by the way, but I'm glad I did it, it changed the trajectory of my entire life. I ended up playing roller derby for 11 years. And then I started running and eventually obstacle racing. And now, at age 46 and nearly 70 Spartan races later, I'm still at it. But it wasn't just smooth sailing the entire time. There were rocky times throughout my roller derby years. Times when I questioned what the heck I was even doing there, questioned my own abilities and place in the sport, and times when I had to dig deep into my own well of determination just to keep going. But that's the nature of sport sometimes, even if it can be somewhat alarming for someone who wasn't raised in that world. All that said, I wouldn't change this path I've been on for anything in the world, which is why I'm so dedicated to helping women over 40 discover and explore their athletic sides, whatever that looks like for them. So anyway, that's a bit of my story. And right now, I want to share some tips that I think would benefit anyone who's considering starting an athletic journey later in life. And I'll start with this. Have an open mind. What I mean is this. It may take a little bit of time to land on your sport or athletic endeavor of choice, but it helps to be open to anything that interests you or lights you up. Is there something you've thought about doing, like even a little bit? Why not try it now? Or train for it so you can try it soon? Yes, it can be scary to try something new. I mentioned that when I mentioned going to my first roller derby practice. It was scary, but it was also life-changing. And the fact is, if you're thinking about doing a thing, you're not going to stop thinking about doing it. So you may as well try it, right? So say you've thought about running a 5K. You're not going to stop thinking about that until you do it. So why not do it, right? And then when you do it, did you like it? Do you want to do another one? Cool. Run with that. No pun intended. Okay. Pun intended, but I'm just going to say no pun intended. But if it didn't float your boat, it doesn't mean you're not an athlete. You may just want to try something else. And sometimes it takes some time to reconnect with the desire to do that thing again. When I ran my first marathon in 2020, I didn't cross the finish line and like instantly want to sign up for another one. I was exhausted. I felt like I was going to die that day. But, it took a little bit of time. It took me about a few months before I even started thinking about possibly running another marathon. And for the record, I haven't run one yet, but I think maybe someday I will. But that just confirms my point. Always keep an open mind and follow your instincts and those little nudges. If something sounds interesting, go for it. And that leads me to tip number two, find a community. This may be the biggest piece of advice shared by the athletes I've interviewed for Seasoned Athlete. Starting a later in life athletic journey can be a lonely thing, especially when your family and friends don't quite get what you're doing. Or when you find yourself starting to turn down social engagement invitations because you have to go on an early run the next day, which is a thing that happens. The good news is that athletic and sporting communities can be an amazing place to connect with like-minded people who support you and your new journey. So look for ways to connect with those. Communities as you get started. This could be as simple as joining a local run club or finding a Facebook group for your sport. These are great ways to find training buddies or new race besties. These are the people who will cheer on your successes and commiserate with you when you're struggling. They'll never get on your case for turning down a social engagement because you have to run the next day, because they might be running right alongside you. And they'll show you that you're not alone if you find that you're not progressing as quickly as you would like or expect, which conveniently leads me to tip number three, be patient with your progress. This starts with working on avoiding comparison, and there can be a couple layers to that. The first is avoiding comparison to a younger version of you. Maybe you were active when you were younger and you stepped away for whatever reason. It's important to not go into this new athletic phase of your life with an expectation that you're going to be able to instantly get back to the level you were at when you were younger. Because the reality is, you're older now. Your body may be different now. It may respond to stimulus differently. It may progress slower, or it may not. That remains to be seen. But it's important that you're patient with yourself, your body, and your progress.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At the same time, it's important to also avoid comparing yourself to your peers or fellow competitors in the sport. Because the fact is, we are all different. Everyone comes in with their own genetics, their own experience, and their own daily lives that may or may not contribute to their own progress. For example, a person with young kids versus someone else training for the same sport who doesn't, well, they may see results at a different pace from each other. Because their lives are different. Their stress levels may be different. The amount of sleep they get at night might be different. Even though maybe they're the same age, one may be in perimenopause and the other isn't. The amount of time and quality of their training might be different. These are all examples. I know that when I played roller derby, I didn't pick up on things as fast as people who came in with previous skating experience, like people who were figure skaters when they were younger. Skaters who had formal skate training as kids often progressed very quickly through the sport. And despite the time I put in, I didn't. That was frustrating to me at times, like a lot of times. But the reality was, their learning curve was theirs and mine was mine. And in my 11 years playing roller derby, I had to practice patience a lot. But in doing that, I ended up developing a great deal of tenacity and unstoppable determination. And I'll tell you what, that has served me very well in my business, in my current athletic endeavors, and in my life in general. There's always value in being patient and playing the long game. It's a great life lesson that comes from sport.
And that leads very nicely into tip number 4. You don't have to like it all the time, but it helps to love it. Like your kids, right? Right? Okay, so what do I mean by that, as it relates to sport at least? This is really the key to determining whether or not you continue to play a particular sport or whether it's time to walk away. Because in your journey as a later in life athlete, there are going to be a lot of times when you just want to throw in the towel. This is a normal part of being an athlete. Playing a sport, especially if you're playing at a competitive level, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, my friend. You're not going to like it all the time. You're just not. I'll tell you, when I'm out there running a 13-hour Spartan Ultra or even a 13-mile Spartan Beast in 25-degree snowy weather where they put us in freezing cold water, true story, I'm not always having a good time in the moment. When I'm having one of those days where I'm failing obstacle after obstacle in a race and I have to do just tons and tons of burpees because that's what you got to do in Spartan races, I may not always be in the best spirits. Even recently, I did what was called the Five Peaks Challenge, which is you've climbed 5 local mountains here in San Diego all in one day. And it happened to be a hot day. And I was in great spirits when we started. But by the end, ask anyone who was with me, I was cranky. So yeah, that happens too. In those roller derby games when my team was just being crushed by our opponents, or in those games where I was benched by my coach for most of the game, I found myself wondering, why? Why do I keep doing this? And ultimately, it comes down to this. I loved it. I may not have liked it in that particular moment, but I still could connect with my love of the sport. It's important to do regular check-ins for this, because if you get to a point where you don't love it anymore, that might be the signal to walk away. Now, don't get it confused. Competitive sport is tough and athletes do have bad days. Ask any athlete, that is normal. But be careful to not let it get to a place of dysfunction. This shouldn't feel like an abusive or dysfunctional relationship, which is why it's important to do regular check-ins. Do you still feel motivated to train? Do you still get excited about upcoming events? Are you starting to feel burned out on all of it? And remember, you can always walk away temporarily. Leaving a sport does not have to be a forever thing. Sometimes taking a break is the best way to determine if you do still have love for this thing you're doing. Do you miss it while you're away? If so, you can always come back. But ultimately, when it comes down to being a later in life athlete, it comes down to this. Tip number 5, you define what it means to be an athlete. If you have a body and you move that body, guess what? You're an athlete. You don't have to run any races. You don't have to be an elite competitor. You don't even have to compete at anything. The key is to move your body and find joy in that movement. Do something that lights you up, that feels fun, that makes you want to keep doing it. Maybe that is running races. Maybe it's lifting weights or learning some cool roller skate dance moves. That's the thing I'm doing. Or riding your bike at the beach or walking. Whatever it is, don't talk yourself out of calling yourself an athlete. Once you let yourself identify as an athlete, anything is possible for you and you start looking at fitness differently. It's no longer a thing you have to do. It's no longer an obligation. It's a thing that helps you do other things that bring you joy. And then it all cycles back to tip number 1. You keep an open mind and you continue to see what lights you up.
Seasoned athletes, if you've fallen out of your fitness routine and the idea of jumping back in feels as daunting as putting together a work presentation the night before you have to present it, I have a fun freebie for you. Introducing the Off the Couch Starter Pack. Inside this free download, you'll find 6 days of strategically programmed workouts and recovery sessions for any fitness level, all designed to get you up, get you moving, and get you excited about working out again. I paired every workout and recovery session with its own hand-curated Spotify playlist to ensure that you're moving with joy every step of the way. Because that, my friend, is how you get fired up to get back into fitness again. So, if you're looking for a way to open that door that's been closed for far too long and to do it in a way that's simple, effective, and fun, download my free Off the Couch Starter Pack now through the link in the show notes or at robinleggett.com/buycouch.